to frack or not to frack? That's the question some voters in upstate New York will be weighing in on next week. Fracking, short for hydraulic fracturing, is a technique of shooting pressurized water, sand, and chemicals deep into rock to extract natural gas. When used on long horizontal wells, it requires millions of gallons of chemically treated water. New York has not allowed this drilling into its enormous Marcellus Shale formation yet, but in September, the state proposed a new set of ground rules and may start issuing gas permits in the new year. Maria Scarvalone has this report.
Postpone the vote! Postpone the vote!
You make me sick!
Many people in Sydney, New York, were outraged when the town board voted in October to pave the way for a gas company pipeline. Their fear that it will open the door to fracking. Fracking is a hot topic these days in upstate New York, where the drilling debate has moved to the local level as town boards decide whether to use zoning as a tool to keep fracking out. For environmentalist Adrian Kuzminski, there is no debate.
We're talking about a dangerous process. You know, it's like playing Russian roulette with your water supply. Do you really want to do this? And it's not just water. It's air. It's the impact on the community. It's economic values.
Kuzminski, a retired college professor, is the founder of Sustainable Otsego. It's an environmental group in Otsego County, home to such tourist destinations as Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame.
This is an area of second homes, this is an area of tourism, of increasing organic agriculture, of value-added industries like cheese, wine, beer. All of that is incompatible with natural gas drilling. What the gas industry, you know, doesn't want to talk about are the losses that would occur economically up here.
Losses that scared the Baseball Hall of Fame and other businesses in the Cooperstown Chamber of Commerce into issuing a statement back in February against fracking. One, Omegang Brewery, has given $40,000 to the anti-fracking cause. It's afraid that polluted water will ruin its beer. And now the townspeople are acting to protect their communities, having lost confidence that the state will do the job. Armed with surveys showing large majorities of respondents against it, they're petitioning their town boards to ban fracking locally.
When they are faced with, you know, this overwhelming evidence of what their constituents don't want, they have responded. And they have said, okay, we don't want to have fracking. And sometimes reluctantly, but they did it. It really is local democracy.
Already, more than a dozen New York towns have banned gas drilling, and more are planning to do so. Under the state constitution's home rule provision, towns control zoning. So just as they would zone out junkyards or hotels, they're changing their laws to zone out heavy industry, including gas. Two of the first to do so, Middlefield and Otsego, are home to the village of Cooperstown. This doesn't sit well with Jennifer Huntington, a third-generation farmer in Middlefield.
Many farmers are supportive of natural gas drilling.
She has already leased 379 acres of her farm to a gas company.
We bought it. We want to use it. It's a right that we feel we have, and we would like the ability to access the gas.
So Huntington fought back. In September, she became the first leaseholder in New York State to sue her town for its ban. The next day, a gas company, Anschutz Exploration Corporation, filed suit against another town, Dryden, New York. Both sides agree that state conservation law clearly gives the state, not towns, sole power to regulate the gas industry. But anti-drillers argue that banning industry isn't regulating it, and that home rule lets towns decide whether or where they want industry, including gas. Pro-drillers say this is just the beginning of a long battle.
We're going to court. Everyone's going to court. Tomorrow I'm going to put up $1,000 to a fund.
That's Dick Downey, the 76-year-old founder of a local landowner coalition and former schoolteacher from the Bronx. To Downey, gas drilling would boost the area's ailing economy and is the best thing since the Erie Canal. He usually favors local control, but not on this issue.
Home rule is meant to deprive me of my right to my property. So it just brings it closer to home, somebody taking my rights away. Okay, it's not Washington, it's not New York State, it's my neighbors down the block.
Downey says these bans under home rule prevent leaseholders from profiting from their property and its minerals.
If I harm them, I owe them redress. But just because they think I might harm them doesn't give them the right to take my property. They want my property? Pay me.
As the debate heats up, it's pitting neighbor against neighbor. Landowners who want gas leases against environmentalists and others who are afraid of fracking. On a rainy Sunday, dozens of people gather at Adrian Kuzminski's home near Cooperstown. It's a fundraiser for the county's anti-fracking candidates. Over 30 are running for local office in Otsego County alone. They want to unseat current town and county board members who aren't moving fast enough to ban fracking.
I'm Andrew Oss, Jr., running on the Unadilla Town Board. I decided it was time to make a stand.
Many of them have never run for political office before. One's a natural meat farmer, another's a veterinarian, and yet another's a retired editor. Their mantra, acres don't vote, people do. As local musicians start playing, people spill out onto the front porch as others write checks. Lisa Moskowitz, who's running for the town board of Unadilla, believes some of her town's current board members have already leased their land to gas companies.
We've asked them to ban fracking. They keep saying, well, we don't know enough. But in 2011, if you don't know enough, hang your head in shame because you're not doing your job.
After Election Day, the battle to ban fracking will continue for these folks. And they may get some ammunition if the so-called Home Rule Bill passes in New York State. It would clarify that the towns do have the authority to zone out the gas industry. But right now, it's stalled in the state Senate. So until then, the courts will be the new battleground for this fight. For WNYC, I'm Maria Scarvalone.